For decades, UNRWA has been a source of survival for Palestinian refugees. Now, it's the agency's survival at risk. Chronic budget shortfalls have affected assistance to millions across a region deep in poverty. This forced the agency to strengthen partnerships with other UN organizations, raising concern there is a deliberate strategy to target the rights of refugees.
There have been attempts for some time now to end the work of UNRWA. Israel has made clear this should happen. We are worried about this because the U.S. doesn't support the agency.
Philippe Lazzarini, UNRWA's Commissioner General, dismissed those concerns. Partnerships, he said, have been part of operations and are more necessary in light of the threatening financial crisis they're facing. Those services, he explained, will be provided on behalf and not instead of the agency.
There is no gradual departure of UNRWA. We are not calling NGOs to step in, and there is absolutely no plan of any sort to transfer any activities or to transfer any responsibilities.
It's a challenging period for an agency that has had to operate with a funding gap of around $100 million a year, with a growth in refugee numbers. It's not just in Lebanon, but in Jordan, the occupied Palestinian territory, and Syria.
The agency is mandated to protect and provide humanitarian assistance to Palestinians pending a just and lasting solution to their plight. That solution, according to the UN's Resolution 194, involves Palestinians' right to return to their homeland, which they were forced to flee in 1948.
Israel has refused to respect that right, and the international community has largely ignored it. Palestinians say the agency's role as a witness to their suffering is important so their cause won't be forgotten.
The right to return is our legitimate right as Palestinians. Attempts to get rid of UNRWA is an American-Israeli conspiracy to eventually bury the Palestinian cause.
It's a cause that has not gone away more than 70 years on, despite repeated efforts to remove the refugee status of Palestinians. That's why Palestinians and Arab nations hosting them insist UNRWA should remain in full control of its mandate, but that will require more funding and political will. Zana Khoder, Al Jazeera, Beirut.